Lexington is a maturing city in many ways, according to its mayor. That includes its population. Mayor Gray announced Lexington officially has over 300,000 residents. He also talked about job creation and efficient local government. Just last Friday, the city and its unions agreed to a plan that stabilizes the underfunded police and fire pension fund. Now, Gray said there'll be more money for other projects.
It means we will not need to continue bonding for the pension. And it means it liberates us to focus on capital improvements and capital investments the way bonding was intended to.
A number of high-profile capital projects are already in the planning stages. Among them is a revitalized downtown development anchored by a rebuilt Rupp Arena. Gray says Lexington voters should have the power to finance its major projects with a special tax. A measure to give local communities the right to levy a local sales tax is expected to come before state lawmakers. Meanwhile, several options for funding a Rupp rebuild are under consideration.
We've got 14 revenue sources that are being considered. Those 14 revenue options may expand depending on the consultant's recommendations. What we'll do is we'll wait to see what they offer.
The mayor also joined in the talk surrounding another project that returns Town Branch Creek to the downtown landscape. The mayor hopes a resurrected creek will serve as a backbone to walking paths and a waterside park. Renee Jackson with the Downtown Development Corporation says the Town Branch project still needs a firm commitment.
Because you have to think that in all these other cities that we try to emulate, such as San Antonio and Greenville that he mentioned, that in those cities, at some point, there was a moment in time where it was do it or don't do it. And I feel like we're there. And I hope that we have the leadership and the will to do it.
With Lexington's population exceeding 300,000, there's also a growing number of senior citizens. In response, Gray says there may soon be more information released about a new senior citizen center. Some details could come as early as next week, when Social Services Commissioner Beth Mills says the council will hear about potential sites for a new center.
So the next step after that will be a more in-depth look at the sites that they're going to present to council on the 29th, barriers and positives to all sites, and funding possibilities.
To promote local agriculture, Gray says the city will also hire help in marketing locally grown foods. During the mayor's address, a traffic matter resurfaced. Hoping to trim the time it takes to travel across town, the city is working to better synchronize traffic lights on main roadway arteries. Given all these new initiatives, Councilmember Kevin Stinnett says finding sufficient funds will remain a challenge.
It's going to take a lot of work to fund some of these ideas. We need to make sure our basic services will still be met in the future. And we need to start more outreach to our private businesses here in our community and create more of those public-private partnerships that's got us to this point.
The mayor is building a budget proposal now. Spending will be the subject of his next speech to Lexington's council, and that's set for April. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Stu Johnson.